Com.
At night, it's extremely cold. We have a cat. He sneezes like a human now. The food and stuff is good, but, you know, if we all freeze to death, you know, it's not gonna help much.
That was Anthony Padgett, just one of many people in the New York, New Jersey area still reeling from Sandy. Hey, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. A big, fat salute and hug and then some to all the people who have served in the military. It is Veterans Day, an important day to recognize fallen heroes and heroes that are still alive. Back to Sandy for a second, and we're going to dive into the veteran situation. More than 150,000 people, supposedly homes and businesses in New York and New Jersey, still need the lights to come back on. This has been 2 weeks. The Long Island Power Authority is like the dreaded four letters, LIPA, in New York. They have the most customers out, about 130,000, and the rest of those are in Jersey. So what is the problem with the lack of electricity and the information of when it's going to be back on? That's what's really upset most of the people. And people like Bloomberg, of course, it's easy to lay up for a mayor to jump on this. But the fact that they can't tell people, listen, the transformer's out, let's just do a wide press release or whatever reason. We think the biggest target date we can have this happen is here, here, and here. It's like waiting for the, it's worse than waiting for the cable guy. At least you have a window of time. Here you have no window. I hope the power comes back on because they're not telling us anything about when the power is going to come back on. Therefore, we're kind of going back and forth between the shelter and the possibility of our house, which is still standing, of getting the power, and we're freezing in the meantime. And that's probably one of the biggest things as well, the fact that you have so many people that are displaced in shock and still trying to pull it all together, who are cold because the temperatures are almost into the teens. Not quite yet, but they're getting down there, and it certainly feels that way. So it's rough stuff happening with Sandy. And speaking of rough, here's the other side of it, the other shoe to drop. What happens when you're in this situation and you lose your house or you lose a chunk of your house? You make a claim. Who do you make a claim to? Your insurance company. Ever been through that? Imagine going through this with the power and everything else and trying to make an insurance claim. It's been a nightmare, and that's not lost on a longtime senator from New York, Chuck Schumer.
Insurance companies are trying to cut back on their responsibilities and leave homeowners standing high and dry.
Yeah, when you're high and dry, you remember, oh, yeah, that policy I've been paying into for however long, and then you're told a bunch of bunk about, well, it doesn't cover this, or that, you know, it's not quite going to cover this much, or whatever it is. You know, ultimately, when you have no patience left, what is it you want to do? Who are you reaching out to for the answers? And we've seen this before in catastrophes. The best example is Katrina, because so many people, there were so many claims, and there were so many people that found themselves in that situation of being distraught, of thinking they had coverage for a certain thing, and then being told, oh, no, that doesn't cover that. It just became an unbelievable nightmare to unravel all of it, where some people really didn't get any satisfaction and didn't get very much in return for losing a chunk of a house or a complete house, and how rough that certainly must be. In the meantime, I wanted to bounce back to the veterans because, to me, you can't say enough about people, as I have already mentioned, who have served, who, you know, ultimately will serve in the future, veterans who were on the front lines, have been on the front lines, will be on the front lines in the near future, who knows, with what's happened in Iraq and Afghanistan and certainly before that, all the wars that have come in the past, and many people losing body parts, losing their minds, sadly, and losing their families. It's, you know, there's a lot of sacrifice that goes into service. I've said this before. I have not served, but so many people around me have, and I, including many family members who have told me their stories, which, by the way, they never whine. I never talk to veterans who are telling me about their hardships or saying, oh, it's awful. This, ha-. No, you have to pry details out of people who have served because they're very proud. They feel proud about what they've done, and they, it's very tough to share it. That's why the where we've shifted in this country to try to help people who've come back as far as mental health is concerned. Like before, you wouldn't say if you were struggling with that transition because you would be afraid it'd be a black mark against your record and would count against you and would hurt if you were going to be deployed and you wanted to be deployed again or whatever it might be. And luckily, that's some of that stigmatism, a lot of that stigmatism is starting to be taken out of it, so people are getting help that they need when they come back, and it's a tough transition after a year or however long it's been. And some of the things that people have seen, that certainly can't be easy to be near a friendship that you've developed with somebody who served with you, and to see them injured or, in fact, in many cases killed. That must just be a horrible thing to have to live through and to deal with as you're coming back from serving somewhere. So once again, hats off to all the people who have served this country. I mean, that's not even the right way to say it. Just our greatest appreciation for all that you've sacrificed and done for this country in the name of really freedom, because it's always ultimately about that. It's always about what people have done and how they've inspired us for their service, and the fact that so many look to the U.S. for help. So we've been in these situations where we might question why we've been somewhere or how long we've been somewhere, but we never, ever question the service of the brave men and women who have been there again and again and again. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to look at some odds and ends over the weekend in other parts of the world. There were certainly some wild things happening, like Syria. Well, what's going on what's the latest with Syria? Boy, that situation just drags on and on and on and on. So I'll tell you what the latest is there. Sadly, in Indianapolis, an explosion rocked some people's worlds there that killed two people, and it leveled a couple of homes, and they're trying to figure out, it happened late into the night, trying to figure out what happened there. So many people displaced, and it was one of those situations where more than 200 people or so, the fire got so huge, when the fire started to really explode, more than 200 people or so were running out of their house in the middle of the night to get away from the explosion, and it damaged at least 12 or 13 homes as well. So there's a fear here of what lies underneath if you think of what happened in San Francisco a couple of years ago. All right, stay with us. O&E coming up. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And the message coming from my
IDF going after Syria for the first time since Yom Kippur, the war. Yep, it happened, because you got to go back to the 70s for that. I just want to say that's 73. And what happened is they shot the guided missile after a stray Syrian shell actually exploded on the Golan Heights for the second time in a couple of days. So the shell hit as Israel was just going through a barrage of missiles from Gaza, and that put them into the position of monitoring what was happening there, and they decided to shoot back. So they fired back into Syria, meaning Israel fired back. So that's pretty much a warning message to the UN saying, yep, you're going to fire into Israel. We're going to respond. That's right. We get one little shell. We're you know, Benjamin Netanyahu is wound so tight these days. He is ready to roll. He is on it. He is ready to go after Iran, let alone Syria. And they're saying that Israel is saying, look, this is a signal to all of you in Syria. We're not going to be so forgiving of everything that lands in a territory if this continues. Don't expect that. The defense minister said that the message has been relayed, that no shell will fall. But if it does, If it does, we're going to come back and we're going to hit you. I mean, this Syrian war thing, this is civil war has been going on for over a year. And now it's spilling into other territories, which was always the danger. So, you know, Netanyahu is on top of what's happening in all the border areas of Israel. And they're looking at that Syrian border, and they're preparing for whatever it is that they have to do. And this comes on the heels of three Syrian tanks going in an area that was demilitarized on the Golan Heights in the afternoon, and they were there well into the evening. So that's not good. What are they thinking? Wait, let's spill this over into Syria. I mean, into Israel. That seems like a good thing to do. Not. I still can't believe Assad is standing, and I still can't believe that nothing. I mean, it's a routine thing that nothing has been done to really stop this. But hey, you know, other fish to fry, I guess, and no oil. So let it just go on. And maybe eventually this all ends, because there's some nasty things happening in Syria. I mean, it's hellish what's happening to some of those people over there. I said that this was a little bit of odds and ends, so I don't want to linger too much. I'm sure we'll talk more about what's going over in the Middle East when we talk to Jeff Atticott later this week, and we will do that. The big story when it comes to the military here in the U.S., at least for a couple of days more, will probably be this FBI uncovering the General Petraeus affair, Petraeus resigning as the head of the CIA, going up to the White House and tendering his resignation to the president, and then telling the people at the CIA that he was happy to have served and was sorry for what had happened, the affair, what had happened there. So the FBI supposedly just stumbled upon the extramarital affair while they were looking at a complaint from a woman close to Petraeus who had gotten harassing emails from the general's supposed mistress. The FBI traced the emails, this is the whole story, back to a woman named Paula Broadwell, who's a former military officer and the biographer, that's how they would have met, of Petraeus's book. When they looked at her email, they saw that Broadwell and the general were engaging in an affair. The investigators found a private account linked to Petraeus in correspondence with Broadwell, and they were worried that the account had been hacked and a security breach had happened. That didn't happen. That wasn't the case. So the tone of the emails pointed to an affair. And what happened was a couple of weeks ago, somebody approached Petraeus, one of the investigative people in the FBI crew, about what they found. And they told him no criminal charges are going to be filed, and that's that. So don't worry about it. And I don't know if they said don't worry about it, but no charges are going to be filed. But the bottom line is, cat's out of the bag. This isn't the way Petraeus rolls. And so it becomes public knowledge on Friday. And he releases a statement about being married for over 37 years, that he showed poor judgment by engaging in an extramarital affair, and it's unacceptable as a husband and a leader of an organization like the CIA. So he explained that was his reason for resigning. And you think of his resume, oh my. And his wife, by the way, works at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That was all part of that whole Wall Street reform bill. So they're in Washington. They're all wrapped up into the Washington situation. And Petraeus had this job since September of 2011. Before that, we all know he was leading the forces in Afghanistan. Temporarily, Mike Morrell is going to replace him. He's the deputy guy now. And he's probably going to testify at the hearing coming up on the Benghazi attack, where the ambassador, Chris Stevens, and three other Americans were killed. But really, Petraeus is the guy they need to hear from because he was there during that attack. I would think his testimony would be absolutely 100% necessary, more than the person who's jumping in to fill his shoes. I think you got to have the guy. So maybe he still gets subpoenaed and ends up testifying. He's just not going to be testifying as the head of the CIA. Now, here's one thing I would say. In post-election, after what we saw Tuesday and then Wednesday and then dragging out even further, what is going on in Florida? I mean, are we living in a banana republic? How can we not do this in a kinder, gentler, simpler way? There has to be some kind of election reform. There has to be a better way to do this than long lines in Florida and Virginia and Maryland and Wisconsin and what those delays do. It has to be easier to vote instead of this. Why were people waiting that long in line? In this day and time and where we are in 2012, why are we running our elections like a banana republic? For people to be out for hours, it makes no sense. If this is the way voting is going to be, then it has to be a national holiday. Everybody has to have off, period, end of story. And by the way, and people were curious about this, the turnout at the polls fell short of the 2008 numbers, which is kind of crazy when you think of the lines, but it did. I think sometimes people felt like if they were waiting too long that eventually they would give up. It's like they're waiting for a rock concert or something where they're talking 9 hours in one case. Absolutely crazy. The confusion, the long lines, the problems with the voting machines. No. Time for some reform here. Time to do something different. No reason to have these problems in Florida. It absolutely makes no sense. They got to straighten this out. And boy, they got to straighten it out now. We're talking about climate change. Is it real? Is it a fantasy? Former energy exec turned environmentalist is going to talk to us about what's real and what's not.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Tonight, well, you know, it's interesting. You've heard me talk about this book before. Who hasn't heard of Sugar Busters? Remember that one? The awesome advice on losing weight and preventing or treating diabetes. Remember one of the authors, Leighton Stewart? Yep. Do you know much more about him? Guess what? Besides that book, which was a rocket success, flew up to number one on the New York Times bestseller. It was there for like 16 weeks, something like that. He's a geologist, an environmentalist, an author, and a retired energy industry exec. Did you hear what I said? Energy industry executive. And he's here to chat with us about climate change, myths, things that now people are really talking about, especially in the wake of what happened with Sandy on the East Coast. Leighton, thanks so much for spending some time with us here on ATN.
You bet, Kate. Thank you.
So when you saw Sandy, tell me what was going through your mind when you were watching this horrific storm make its way to the East Coast.
When I first saw Sandy moving up the coast, I wasn't too concerned because it wasn't a real powerful storm relative to wind speed or anything. And, you know, 90-something percent of those kind of storms coming up that coast get steered back out into the Atlantic before they get too far up the coast, and a few haven't. This one really all of a sudden got up there and joined with another storm that made it a super storm, certainly supersized, even though it was still only a Category 1, barely a Category 1 when it went on shore. But as with so many of the hurricanes, it's not the wind speed that causes the damage. It's the water that it can really cause the damage. So what happened? This storm went up and joined with this other storm, and then the steering turn the thing west, and it just slammed head on into the coast there, pushing all that water ahead of it, pulling some of it still higher because of the low pressure in the storm, coming up still higher because it just happened to go in on a monthly high tide. And all of that combined to do what you're all looking at, what we're all looking at up there right now, which is horrible destruction. But it was clearly an unusual series of circumstances. I know a lot of people say, oh, well, this is proof of man-made global warming and da-da-da-da-da, but I don't know how global warming could have made all of those things just happen to fall together at exactly the right time. Besides that, I do not believe that the man-made climate change is occurring on any significant level. I think that Mother Nature is controlling the climate.
Yeah, so when you say that, does it mean that this is a cyclical thing, you think, and that's strictly what it is?
No, it's just one of those things that happens from time to time, and will it happen again? Certainly there'll be more storms that go up the East Coast. Will there ever be one that has all of these magic things falling together? I can't forecast that, and I got to tell you, Kate, there's not anybody out there that can. If we're just going to be honest about it, they just aren't out there, because Mother Nature's climate system is rather chaotic. One of the things that makes so many of us realize that carbon dioxide, man-made carbon dioxide, is not causing the problem is that we can go back now and through a lot of different proxy kinds of reconstructions find out what Earth's old temperature was, what the old CO2 levels were, not only for the last decade, the last century, the last millennia, but the last several hundred thousand years and even millions of years. And we cannot see any strong footprint that CO2 has been having any significant impact on the climate. Yes, it is a greenhouse gas. Yes, it does cause some warming, but it is essentially insignificant and lost in the noise of all of these other climate drivers that happen to belong to Mother Nature. And there's about 20 of them, and they range from solar effects, orbital effects, ocean current effects, and you can just name one after another. And they clearly, in the past history of Earth, override what is going on today with man-made CO2, and I think Winston Churchill said it better when he said, the farther backward you look, the farther forward you are likely to see. And I think that's exactly what's happening.
Love that quote. So, you know, people are listening. They're saying, oh, there's some people listening. There are a lot of people who are saying, oh, right on. Keep telling her that, Leighton. You're absolutely right. But there's other people who say, oh, how can you say that? There's so many people in the scientific community, Leighton, that will tell you that CO2, if we continue to do what we're doing, we're destroying the atmosphere. We're putting a hole in the ozone. We're doing this. We're doing that. Is that more about creating opportunity for green?
I mean, what is more about? It's more about creating opportunity for green. A lot of it is total misunderstanding by a general population who, you know, only a certain percentage of them are scientists. And there's no question that Earth's climate is very complex, and it's not easy to get your arms around. The book I wrote, Fire, Ice, and Paradise, was meant for the non-scientists to try to let people go in and realize some of the major things that are contributing to climate science. But there are about six different groups out there, Kate, that are benefiting from this. Wall Street certainly would love to see us put in a cap and trade system, because they'd make billions in commissions on all these trades and sales and the taxes that go with them. And speaking of taxes, the administration, and not just the Obama administration, any administration, likes a huge flow of tax dollars coming through their fingers, because sooner or later they'll figure out how to buy votes by doling some of that money out. The green industries, of which Mr. Gore is a part, is probably already making billions in profit off of this. The one that disappoints me the most is academia, because of the huge source of grants that are coming out of the government and some of the private foundations, it is just natural for these modelers, and the models are the only place these catastrophic forecasts are coming from. These modelers are coming out with these scenarios that say, oh, gee, you know, this could really cause catastrophic warming, et cetera. Now, why would they tend to lean that way? Well, one, if you were assistant professor, associate professor, whatever, in a university, and you brought in a lot of research dollars to that university, you'll get right on up and become a full professor, and then you keep them rolling in, and you'll become tenured, which means they can't run you off. And there is a huge incentive for people to keep going back to that source of money and say, okay, we're going to work some more on trying to prove that man is causing this problem. Then you have the environmental extremist groups, which, of course, get their money by scaring it out of your pocket, and they love these catastrophic forecasts. And, of course, the media, and that's society's problem, because all of us seem to like to watch or listen to catastrophes unfolding, and so that's what the media picks up on, are these forecasts. But if you look at real evidence, what has happened this century, which is and even a couple of years into the last one, right now Earth has not warmed at all for 16 years, even though the CO2 level is going up like crazy. And, I mean, that kind of gets your attention. That lets you know that there's something out there stronger than man-made CO2 that's causing the climate to change, or at least to get stable, while the CO2 level's still going up. If you look back last century, last millennia, last several hundred thousand years, last millions of years, you do not find a good correlation where it shows that CO2 must have been driving the climate. And in fact, the ice cores that they've taken, that they really have good information on for about 400,000 years, show that the previous four interglacials, we're in an interglacial right now, thank goodness, the Earth is warm right now, and not in a glacial cycle. Those previous four interglacials were all warmer than the current interglacial, even though the CO2 levels were 30% less than they are now.
Yeah.
So that kind of tells you that CO2 wasn't driving Earth to some kind of horrible catastrophic thing. So when you go in and test a hypothesis, which is what man-made global warming is, that's a sure. hypothesis, you go back. And what we've done for 300 years in science, you look at what real observations are telling you. And Albert Einstein was a big proponent of this. You go back and see if real observations back up what you're modeling or what your hypothesis is doing. And in this instance, the models have all been wrong. Earth has only been warming at about half the rate that all those models forecast, and it's not warming at a rate that's going to cause any kind of significant problem. And I would urge people to go to our website at plantsneedco2.org and look at some of this data themselves, plantsneedco2.org. That's just an educational site. If I say anything about the administration or how you ought to vote, it'll be on our other side, which is CO2. CO2 is green.org because it's a 501c4. But the first one I mentioned is an educational site, and I would urge people to go there and look at the statistics
sure.
and the charts behind what I'm saying, because I know it's hard for some people to swallow, but I have a very strong environmental background. I'm nearly always on the side of the environmentalist on most of these issues, clean air, clean water. In this case, after I really started studying it, I said, I can't find any real evidence that says that CO2 has been causing Earth to have these humongous climate changes. I just cannot find it.
Yeah. Common sense, clean air, clean water, but whoa, whoa, whoa when it comes to climate change. You're right. Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Lane, thanks so much for joining us. Check it out, folks, because we talk about this a lot here on America Tonight. We look forward to talking with you in the future. Thanks, Layton.
Thank you. Think about it tomorrow.
There you go. Thanks, Layton. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
TJ running to the right, not finding anything, comes back to the left, darts, finds room, 15, 10, 5, end zone, what a move! Touchdown, Titans! Chris Johnson!
Kobe Jones, 6 yards deep, brings it out of the end zone, across the 10, 15, 20, he's got an alley, 30, he's got only the kicker to beat, midfield, he might, 40, he could, 30, 20, he will, to Kobe Jones!
Harris under it. Oh, what hang time. At the 21, coming left 25. 30, block, 40, left sideline, 50. Harris, 30, Harris, 50, 5. Dwayne Harris, there's nothing yellow in sight. Dwayne Harris with the Cowboys' first return touchdown of the year. 78 yards.
Wilson, look up the pitch, the pace. He looks like he wants to throw. He stopped. He's going to let it fly to the end zone. He's got a man!
First and 15 as Adrian gets the carry. And in the loop! Inside the 50, 40, to the 30, 20, 10. Touchdown! Seventh rushing touchdown this year by Adrian Peterson. That's a 61-yard run, giving him 143 yards on the day.
Rivers takes the shotgun snap of the right hand, dropping back and looking. Rolling right, directing traffic. Sideline fires on the run, intercepted, threw it right to a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, and storming down the sideline, it's going to be Leonard Johnson, all the way past Louis Vasquez, all the way to the house, high-stepping it in like a drum major, touchdown Tampa Bay.
Matty Ice calls for the football, looks to his right, throws back at the end zone, broken up, beautiful.
to the right side. Matt throwing right side of the end zone. Foster diving grab. He's got the touchdown reception. Matt Schaub to Arian Foster, and Foster bows in the end zone. Namaste. Texans retake the lead.
What a week in the NFL. Yep, one left, KC and Pittsburgh. But, man, some of these games, unbelievable. The Dallas-Philly game was our nail the score gem. I said Philly would win it 21-14. Hardly. Michael Vick left the game with a concussion. Nick Foles, who comes in for his first NFL game, and I don't lay it all on him. I lay it on the crappy coaching of Andy Reid. Dallas drums Philly, really. 38-23 was the final score. Nobody guessed 38-23, amazingly. And so many people said Philly. There were a few Dallas guesses, but none of them nailed the score. Like Dave in Vermont, who won our very first one, said Dallas 27-17. We also had Mike in Kentucky who said 21-17. And Luke liked Dallas 24-10. Even Matt Johnson picked Dallas 17-14. But, Matt, how about that? You know, you did pick the right team in this one, but the final score, wow, it had like a little bit of everything in that game. Things that Dallas had never seen before because they were playing so lousy. They got like their first touchback, everything. It was crazy.
Yeah, the Eagles are the gifting team these days. And my buddy needed a defense in fantasy football. I told him to pick up Dallas because it seems like Philly turns the ball over 2-3 times a game now. It's kind of crazy. And then, you know, Vic gets hurt in the, was it Foles? Right.
Yeah, Nick
Foles.
He's the
guy that the fan base has all been wanting Andy Reid to play him. He didn't look that great, but the whole team doesn't look that great.
Yeah, he just fit in with the team. I mean, you know, because he's such a rookie, it's so hard to just nail him, but he fell apart too, so it doesn't matter. You get the chance, you get the ball, you got to do something with it, and they didn't do anything with it. So in the end, I mean, it's surprising. Foles had an interception return for a score that killed them, and the fans in green were just green with envy over a Cowboy win because they hate the Cowboys. So Tony Romo and the Cowboys leave with a much-needed win on their side of the ball, but it was just a disgrace with what happened with Philadelphia. Foles, by the way, was 22 of 32 for 209 yards and one touchdown. Certainly not good enough to win. He made some mistakes, and he turned the ball over, and you just can't win games, like you said, when you turn the ball over.
It was backup quarterback day, too, because you had Vic go down, Cutler went down tonight, and then Alex Smith went down. So a lot of guys getting hurt.
Yeah, and the big concussion is a big deal, too. I think he's going to be out for a little bit. You know, with how they are now with concussions, thank goodness, I mean, they should be that way, that you guys don't jump back in the way they used to or get banged up in one game and you see him back in the next one. So I guess that's the same thing. They're out usually for a couple. As Matt mentions, Alex Smith, Jay Cutler, what happens if they have to miss games? And it was in really a three-hour span, if you were watching these games, which is when I was watching, that they had to leave the games because it was that point in the afternoon schedule. So you had San Francisco's Alex Smith, who had to be replaced. You had Cutler, who had massive multiple headshots in the first half. So Jason Campbell comes into the game beginning in the second half to try to do what he could against the Texans. But backups just aren't able to perform the way it used to seem like you had a pretty good depth at quarterback. But I think a lot of teams don't have that depth there anymore with the salary cap and everything. Who are they carrying and who are the backups? So, you know, if you think of those three teams, have you heard of the backups? Do you know anything about them? And here's the key. It's like for Philly Foles, you know, he was the third round draft pick. He's, I guess, the tallest guy to ever play for Philly in the pocket, but he didn't get that much time, as all those backups don't, during the regular season when they're in practice. They're not getting the reps. you know, they're not getting much of the reps. Like, at least with the Jets, they have Tim Tebow, right? So, and theoretically, you'd think Tebow would be ready to come in. But guys who are really, really super raw and green, boy, that's a whole different thing.
And it was a crazy weekend in college football, too, where you had, you know, the game of the week is obviously A&M and Alabama.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Manziel.
Mm-hmm. Manziel.
Just going nuts on Alabama. And then you have the three night games where all the other undefeated teams, Oregon, why can't I think of it now? K-State. And Notre Dame.
So, yeah,
I mean, it was a good weekend for football.
Yeah, because then, you know, it's all about that ranking. It's with college football. And as you mentioned, Texas A&M, of course, being in Texas, that was huge. 29-24 was the final score in that one. The K-State game was big. That was also a lot of where our mini studio is. There was a lot of interest in that because they played TCU, which is in Fort Worth, and that final score was 23-10. Notre Dame has been so lousy for so long. People actually have something to cheer for, and now they're like fourth, I think, in the latest poll that I saw. 21-6, they had got the better of BC. That was big for them.
It's too bad, too, that this year isn't the first year of the playoff system where they'd have the top four teams, because it would be really amazing. And, I mean, who knows what's going to happen. I think, you know, if Notre Dame keeps winning, I think there's so many people that want Notre Dame football to do well that they will definitely be in that championship game.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's funny that you mentioned that, Matt, about the playoffs, because they've got some things that they're trying to figure out. On Monday's a big day in Denver. There's a big meeting of the BCS commissioners and the BCS presidential, what they call oversight committee, because they're talking about, and these are the groups, they're talking about the group of five, because they've decided there's going to be, for all of you sports fans out there, and for all of you non-sports fans, you'll think this is interesting. Trust me. It's like politics. Popular vote, electoral vote. Where are we going in the future? Well, here, with this playoff system, you would have a six-bowl rotation for 12 years, each bowl hosting a national semifinal four times over that period, and the money will just be crazy. Oh, they say that they're talking about ESPN is saying about $500 million per year. I mean, that's like the price point. That's the value. So how is it all going to play out? They're breaking that all down with the various conferences and stuff. And I think that this is going to be great. I mean, they're going to figure it out, what they're going to do. They're going to have a BCS2 maybe for the what they would call the, to be fair, to the smaller conferences, and they're going to try to package them up. I like it better. I like the idea of a playoff. I just do. Then forget the whole argument about, oh, we don't really have a true number one in college football. Any thoughts on the show? Let me have them. AmericaTonight.net.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Few bottles of Heart and Body extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body extract for a long and healthy life.